We do love those songs you can sing along to. There's a great example, a bit of elevation on the way to work this morning. It's 8.46 4CA. Murray in the Breakfast Show. Look at the time. It is 6 minutes to eight already. Get a wriggle on. Well, speaking of elevation, on the weekend, I met this woman, and I tell you what, she's been elevated, and she always elevates me as well, all the way from New Farm in Brisbane, and spending a bit of a holiday here in the tropical north. Started in Port Douglas, and basically in a motorhome. So getting around and checking out some of the local places. But spent the weekend, couldn't have been at a better place at a better time, at the park there on the northern end of Palm Cove, and right in the thick of the action, of course, with the Ironman yesterday. Maria joins me online, direct live from from Palm Cove Beach this morning. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm well, Murray. How are you?
Sounds like I'm great, and it sounds like you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You guys couldn't be at a better place. You're right beside the bit of a roundabout there and in the thick of the action. How's your weekend been?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We have never visited Palm Cove before, and we've had three nights and three fantastic days, and we just love it. It's so beautiful.
Compared to the coolness of certainly some of the, well, further south, certainly around Sydney and south towards Melbourne, it's pretty cold. But I guess getting out of Brisbane and getting up to these slightly warmer climbs, it must be pretty good, hey?
It's excellent. It's just such a beautiful part of the world, and we're so happy to be here.
Now, tell me, you might have been a little bit hemmed in by the Ironman yesterday, just in your position there, because there was no access, certainly further north, to get up towards some of those areas, including, what was it, certainly that car park and the jetty there. But tell me, how did you enjoy, your spectacle of actually checking out the Ironman yesterday?
Well, it was brilliant. We got up and watched the sun come up with all hundreds and hundreds of other people on the beach and all the athletes getting ready. And, it was a perfect, calm, beautiful morning. And it was just a fantastic atmosphere, all the local supporters. It was brilliant.
Okay. Now, look, one of the things that I guess that's what I was really keen to get you on for a bit of a chat. You've spent a bit of time certainly around the southeast in some of the beaches there. And even though you just obviously love the beach there at Palm Cove, you had a suggestion. Tell me about the lights, and tell me the lights that you see at some of these other destinations further south.
Well, when we arrived on Friday, we wandered along the Esplanade and ended up having some dinner and drinks further south at a beautiful restaurant down there. And when we were walking home, it was dark, and we were just surprised that nothing was lit up. Like the beach, they didn't have any sort of lighting at intervals along the beach, or very, very, very few fairy lights and all the beautiful palm trees. And we couldn't actually see the beach, so we just thought it was unusual. It would just be beautiful. Like down in Noosa and Mooloolaba and the Gold Coast, like a lot of the beaches are lit, for a period of time in the evenings, not all night. And they are very big on fairy lights down there. And it just creates such a beautiful atmosphere, and it really enhances the strip. So we just felt, and last night we had dinner at a little restaurant. It was gorgeous, but we were sitting up high and we had a window seat, and we just couldn't even see anything. Like, we couldn't see the beach. And we thought, imagine if that was lit up straight out there, just to watch, the waves on the shore and people wandering along the beach. It just would be a fantastic idea.
And look, it makes a lot of sense. And certainly, with the type of trees that we've got, and obviously Palm Cove, it's, it's studded with palm trees. Actually, even lighting up, not even all of them, but I guess some of them with fairy lights would really add a little bit of extra dimension, particularly, as you said, at nighttime while you're sitting there in some of the restaurants. That's what it's about, is being right on the ocean there and actually seeing some of that view.
Yes, and I mean, they don't have to, go overboard, but just to have some of, this is the base of the trees lit up so that you can see the sand and the sea lapping against the shore or smashing it, depending on the season. but the trees would be so beautiful, just to have them all wound with fairy lights.
Okay, that's a really good concept. And I guess for somebody who's spending here, spending some time as a holiday maker, just a bit of objective and constructive input as well. And what I might do is I might actually put our chat up online and just see what people generally think about the concept as well. But that's a fantastic idea, and
thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. It's nice to have you on, especially as somebody from down south that's spending a bit of time here. And I believe it's off to Undara today. You're taking the motorhome and heading west.
Yes, we are.
Wonderful.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, you have a really
brilliant time.
You have a really safe journey, and look, thank you so much for your input, and I guess the constructive nature of what you've put forward as well. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the tropical north, and no doubt, I reckon you and the other half are likely to be back at some time in the near future.
I'm sure we will be. So thank you so much for having me on. Thanks, Murray.
Take care. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Take care. Bye.